the Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker radio show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. And I can't hear a thing in my headphones.
Oh, dear.
Isn't
I can.
That
I'm
brilliant.
I'm having a rocking time.
Are you?
Yeah, I can hear everything.
I've suddenly gone really quiet.
Very clear. Do you think the Yeti needs to come in?
That's it. I had a dodgy connection there.
Beam me up.
Yeah, now I've turned it all up and blown everyone's ears out.
I always knew you had a dodgy connection.
Yeah. Listener, you will know by that opening introduction that we are, in fact, still in the old studio.
Yes, no alpacas here.
Yeah, no, alpaca-free zone. So, we're still in the old studio for 1 week. Anyway, welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, April the 24th. It's great of you to join us here on the radio, and we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. So you can give us a tweet live on air by following me at VanillaWeb, or you can call us on 01797 362000 and tell us all about you and your business. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, and all of those of you that went to 2020 last week, we'd like to hear your feedback on that.
How was it?
Was it a good event? Did you enjoy it? You know, did you have loads of business?
Did your feet ache?
I noticed that Andy Harris was moaning about the carpet.
Was he?
Yes.
What was the carpet?
I don't know.
But he moaned
on LinkedIn. He said that even
to have carpet.
I know. He said even rats wouldn't have nested in it.
Rats?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what his problem with the carpet was. What was he doing? Andy, why don't you ring us and tell us why you were laying on the carpet of 2020?
Looking for rats.
Yeah. Anyway,
I wonder if it was a red flock, sort of flora one.
I imagine what it was actually was a coconut sisal mat.
Because
you know that it's actually, 2020 is actually at the
Detling
showground.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just laid on top of mud, really, isn't it? So it's not going to be.
See, that sisal stuff not, is. Yeah. Did you find your stiletto heels get stuck in it?
All the time.
Yeah.
It's not good, is it?
No,
it trips me up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to wear platforms.
And it
always
smells of elephants, doesn't it? When you've got those sort of,
does it?
When you've got those tents and you've got that size
of
flooring, you get that sort of smell of elephants. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Anyway, you're listening to
you today.
Thank you.
On the way in, should I tell you why?
No.
Go on, I must.
Go on then.
Well, I was coming along, driving quite fast because I'd left quite late, and I saw a great big tanker, and it said bulk haulage.
Oh, thank you, Jules.
I don't know why, but it reminded me of you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm on a diet.
Bulk haulage.
And it's your fault. It's you that keeps bringing food into this studio. Yeah.
What kind of diet are you on this time?
A not eating food diet.
But that doesn't work, honey.
It does.
You need protein with every meal.
No, I don't need anything.
Protein with every meal.
No, I don't have meals.
You must.
No.
Egg and bacon.
Anyway.
Cut your carbs.
Anyway. Listen. Just a big thank you also to Samson Gas for sponsoring today's programme. Really brilliant, Danny and the team at Samson Gas, servicing your gas boilers, gas heaters, gas cookers, right across Kent and South East London. So thank you to them for sponsoring the show again. We really appreciate it. I think we might have our first tweet of the day coming in.
Ooh, who have you got?
Blimey.
Who is it?
Joe Dodds.
Hello, Doddsy.
It's the famous Doddsy.
Dodds Senior.
Hey, yeah, she says, surprised anyone turned up at Kent 2020 after we got the date muddled up. Yeah, I know. And she says, elephants, what's that about?
Oh, well, don't you know that, Joe, when you get that little smell of elephants when you've got a tent?
Yeah.
And you've got the sisal flooring. Is that straw smell?
I blame Joe myself for getting the date wrong, if I'm really honest.
So, well, we had the tweet up on the same day, which was really bad, the Whitstable tweet up.
We must never do that again. No, but having said that, we still got a good turnout at the tweet up.
Yeah, you did.
There was still a good 30 people there, so...
The old faithfuls were there, were they?
Absolutely, yeah.
And were you ruling the roost? Because I wasn't there and Ken wasn't there.
I was there.
You were ruling the roost.
Yeah, I was. But Maggie was there.
Ken, ruling the roost.
Ken was really weird because I saw him pull up outside in the car park.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I must go and have a chat to Ken. And I went and said, where's Ken? And they said, oh, he left. But I'd only just seen him pull up. So he couldn't have done
because he went to Royal Mail.
Yeah.
Anyway. Very important. He's got huge, huge load of work coming in from Royal Mail.
Oh, right. Okay. Cool.
Huge elephants.
Huge elephants. Right, I've got loads of tweets coming in now, and we've got some emails that we need to read.
We do
need to crack on, but let me just
Before our guest that we're phoning.
Yeah, we've got a guest on the phone fairly shortly from Whitefriars Retail Centre in Canterbury, which is going to be interesting, and then we'll be talking to our studio guest later running the show, Mr. Adrian Corbyn from Scientifica Limited, over there in the foreign country of East Sussex.
Yeah.
In Uckfield. So, that'll be good. And that's really worth listening to, folks, because Scientifica have recently, very recently, won a very prestigious and major award.
Breaking news.
And we're going to be talking about that. I've got a couple of tweets here from Charity Wedding Auction.
How did they do?
Yeah, for the listeners that don't know, that haven't been paying attention for the last few weeks, it was something that started on the Business Bunker show. Some people, Sally Laker, Nicola Blackledge, and some other people got involved in getting donations of wedding gifts. So things like wedding cakes.
Photographers.
Photographers and wedding dresses and stuff like that.
Elephants.
No, there were no elephants involved.
I think there might have been.
No, there were no elephants involved in the making of this charity auction.
Liz Hurley, she had elephants.
Yeah, but they haven't got any in the auction. Trust me on this.
Bet they have.
Anyway, these guys finally decided to put all this together and have a thing called a charity wedding auction. So they got a Twitter handle and website and everything
going.
Great
idea.
Yeah. The auction is actually in support of Pilgrims Hospice.
Yeah,
that's where the money's going.
Which is a brilliant, brilliant charity.
Yeah. So the charity auction is standing at £2,400 at the moment, with 20 bids so far.
That's on eBay, isn't it?
It's on eBay. There is a website. The auction finishes on Friday. You can find out all about it at www.charityweddingsauction.co.uk. The proceeds of Pilgrims Hospital, there's over 12,000 quid's worth of wedding stuff. So if you're thinking of getting married, this is where you want to be. You want to bid. The bid's only standing at 2,400 at the moment, so you need to get in there and bid.
That's a bargain, isn't
it? Yeah, Jules is getting divorced so she can bid and get married again.
Quickie divorce.
Yeah, quickie divorce and get married again.
Yeah.
Poor old Gav.
I had elephants at my wedding, actually.
I bet you
did. But they weren't real ones. They were candles.
Yeah, okay. Get along to that. Look at the website. Get involved. Have a bid for that.
We had a mention of Wisdom of Time.
Hold on. I've got to read this tweet because it's the only... it's all going off.
Go
now we've got people phoning
What's
as well.
The phone first?
Let's answer
Andrew.
The phone first.
Who's calling the Business Bunker?
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker.
Hello, it's Ken Lloyd here.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, cool. Jules was trying to tell me that you never showed up at all at the Whitstable tweet up, and I said you did.
Well, I know. It's terrible, isn't it, really? I mean, I was... I had it all planned out. I had two meetings to go to. I thought, I can just make it to the tweet up. And I got there on time and...
Saw Paul and ran. Saw Paul and ran.
No. I had to go back home to come out without any money. I see Paul, you know, have a chat, and oh my God. So somebody bought me a quick cup of coffee and I dashed off, you know.
I saw you turn up, Ken, and I went to come and find you, and you'd gone, and it was only a few minutes in between each event.
I was getting in a bit of a panic. But what I thought I'd say is, Jules, what is all this about elephants?
Yeah. Sorry, what's all this about elephants?
Yeah.
Do you remember my wedding, darling?
Yes.
With Mr. Serkin. Do you remember my lovely...
that's normally a part of it.
Do you remember my pink elephants that were on the table?
Of course.
My Bombay elephants. No, but at Detling, did you notice the smell of elephants?
There's a smell, but I just thought it was just sort of general agricultural.
Exactly.
Once again,
the whole theme of this show has been hijacked by Jules, and we now have the elephant show. I'm getting tweets all over the place about elephants.
Elephantine. You know, Ken, when you get that aroma, when you get the hot marquee, and you get all those people, and you get all that sort of, you know, gas. And sort of breath and things.
Yes.
And then if they've got the sisal carpets, it's like hot hay, isn't it? And it just always reminds me of circuses. That's the smell.
Do you know what, Jules? I think we should go back to Gilles, don't you?
Gilles.
They were much more sensible. I think you're right, Ken.
I just thought I'd say hello.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, while you're on, Ken, give us a shout for your website.
Okay, it's... www.charismadesign.com.
Before you go, though, Ken, just tell us briefly about what you're doing with Royal Mail, because that's amazing.
Oh, Royal Mail, yeah.
If you're allowed to.
Yes, I've been working with Royal Mail. Great people to work with, I've got to say, for about 5 years now. And we do mainly sign work, health and safety. We do very special little pocket-sized visitor safety cards. which has gone down quite well. And at the moment, we're doing a lot of work for Croydon Mail Centre, a Medway Mail Centre, and we're doing work for an audit that's coming up for Croydon at the moment. So keeping us quite busy, actually, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. But thank you, Royal Mail.
Cool. That's brilliant. I mean,
brilliant stuff.
So there we've got a company, you know, Charisma, based in Herne, you know, near Herne Bay, doing work for the whole of the Royal Mail.
Yeah, it's fantastic stuff.
I've got to say, though, guys, they are very networky people, and they're super to work with, so I'm absolutely
brilliant. Hey, get them to the Whitstable tweet up.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, well, good idea.
Ask them why they're putting up the stamps.
I don't know.
Ken, thank you so much for calling
the
show.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
Yeah, take care. Have a good afternoon.
Bye.
Ken Lloyd, a Charisma design there. Right, we've got a couple of jobs to do now.
Right, what?
How's your singing voice?
Yeah, is it happy birthday again?
We're going to do a ditty.
Go on then.
I'm not going to tell you who it is until we get to the beat, otherwise you won't sing it. Yeah.
Oh,
you ready?
No.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mark Smith.
Mark Smithy.
Happy birthday to
you. Happy birthday to you.
It's Mark Smith of Megan Kent's birthday today.
21 today.
No, he's much older than that.
He's not. He's a spring chicken.
Is he?
Yeah.
Right. Happy birthday, Mark.
Are you going to call in?
No, we won't answer the phone to him this week. He always calls in.
He'd just put his tortoise to his ear anyway.
Yeah, I know.
That's what he does.
I do like
you
that.
You not read silently when
you're
there.
No, I'm sorry. But it's nice to feel protected sometimes. Jo said, less than 5 minutes into the show and she's insulting you already. Yeah.
Have I?
No change, Jo.
What was that, bulk? Was that the bulk haulage?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or elephantine.
It doesn't matter, really. Any insult's an insult, really, isn't it? You're right, Jo. You're right. I like Jo. She's my favourite.
Oh, well. Yeah. cupboard love, that's what I call it.
Yeah, yeah. And we've had a tweet from Dawn Russell at Dawn Russell Consulting.
Hello,
I'm listening to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you, Dawn. Lovely to hear from you. Do you know what I think we'll do now, though, Jules? Because we've got millions of tweets coming in. I can't read them all at the moment. Let's have an email.
Okay. Oh, I've just put my pad on my emails.
I knew you did. That's why I asked you to do it.
I know, you're such a rotter. Dear Paul, and there's no mention of me, so I'll just skip through this quite quickly.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring your attention to a couple of seminars being run in Camberley. That's Surrey, isn't it?
Yeah, Camden. It is. We've got an international show today.
We have. Elephants from India and seminars in Camberley. The second week of May, and it may be of interest to your listener, despite the distance. That's not far now. The first is on the morning of the 8th of May, and the topic is how to build a team to enhance enterprise value. And this is from Paul Delahunty, who's the principal at Helvetia Associates. And Paul says, I'm really lucky to have been able to secure Liz Shanahan as guest speaker. Liz took her service-based business from launch to exit via trade sale over an 11-year period. And so she's got great experience to tell you about. And the second is 2 days later, on the 10th of May. And again, it's in the morning, and it's on the subject franchising as a growth strategy. That's a good one. So for this event, we will have several guest speakers, including a head of franchising at a major law firm, a banker specialising in financing franchises, and an entrepreneur with vast experience in the area. Details to be found on thefsegroup.com/events, and that will be on the Bunker website afterwards. And that's from Paul Delahunty of Helvetia Associates.
Cool.
We'll have to get Liz Riverford to perhaps listen to the franchise one.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark's just tweeted again, thanks, guys. I can't call in. I'm just about to visit Fiberglass Girl.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be Suzanne Wood, wouldn't it?
Make him a nice cup of PG.
Yeah.
Yorkshire tea.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, have a nice time. Say hello to Suzanne for us, Mark, and enjoy your birthday, mate.
It's very social, isn't it, on your birthday?
I'm going to do an email now as well.
Go on, then.
Hi, Paul and Jules.
Am I in green?
No, you're not, actually.
Flashing?
No, no. You're a bit in red, because I bled over this one.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we won't talk about that. My company, AuraTech, is sponsoring this year's Startup Zone at the Invicta Chamber Kent and Medway Business Show on the 3rd of July. And as part of our sponsorship, we have decided to give away 6 stands at the show to businesses started since January 2010.
Wow, 6 stands.
So if you're a new business started since January 2010, there's a potential to get a free stand sponsored by AuraTech in the Startup Zone at the Kent and Medway Business Show of the Invicta Chamber.
That's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. So to find out how to qualify for that, you need to go to their website, which is www.auratech, that is auratech.co.uk/B2B. That's B number two, B. We will put a link to that on the Kent Business Bunker radio website.
Straight after the show.
In fact, it will be on there right now. As with everything on the show, there will be a link on the KentBusinessRadio.co.uk website so that you can follow up all of that. And that's from Daniel Eales, who's the director at Auratech Limited from Broadstairs. So just one more time, if you're a new business, started since January 2010, and you want a free stand at the Invicta Chamber Show in July, if you go to www.auratech.co.uk/B2B, you can apply for one.
Wow.
What a brilliant thing that is.
It is nice to be able to offer bunker listeners the odd perk, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. Absolutely.
I must tell you, listener, that on all of my emails that I'm reading out, Mr. Andrews has kindly bled all
myself,
over them.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And sort of hacked his finger off before I came into the studio. Mm. And now there's blood on each of my emails. So if I sound a bit squeamish, that's why.
Yeah. Do you know what we're going to do now, though?
Tunage?
Bit of tunage. Yeah. We're going to have a bit of tunage and while we get our first guest on the phone.
What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a bit of soul.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah.
Who might that be?
Bit of Marvin Gaye.
Lovely.
What do you reckon?
Heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah.
With the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on Tuesday, April the 24th. We should have our first guest on the show today now on the phone, Mr. Peter Scott. Yeah. Hello, Peter, how are you?
Scott here, hi.
Thank you so much for joining us. Peter is the manager at the Whitefriars Retail Centre in Canterbury. And we're going to be talking a bit about Whitefriars today and about your CSR programmes and about retail in general. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Whitefriars for those one or two people that have never visited, and there can't be more than that, can there?
Well, I hope not. Whitefriars is really a sort of group of buildings that came about and was developed in 2001, 2002. We opened the new shopping centre in 2005. And it really sort of joined up the replacement for the old Reisman store, which was Fenwick, with the replacement for the original car park and lots of the stores in between, like Marks and Spencer's and Boots and Next and all the others, with what people remember as the Marlow Arcade.
Right.
And the Clock Tower.
Right, okay. So, and you've been open how long now?
We opened fully in 2006.
Right.
The first phase of the car park and Boots and so on opened a little earlier than that. But all in all, well, the Marlow Arcade was 25 years old this
right.
year. So one way or another, it's sort of been present in Canterbury for a long time. And of course, there's been a Boots in Canterbury, well, since certainly before the Second World War.
Blimey.
Any way you look at Canterbury, really, it sort of relates back to its history and heritage.
Oh, absolutely. It is a city full of history. But it's also a modern city, too. I don't know if you know. I mean, I know that you're involved. You're deputy chair of the Canterbury City Partnership as well, aren't you?
Correct, that's right.
Yeah, and so you'll probably know this, but Canterbury's also the number one digital city in the United Kingdom.
I wasn't aware of that.
Nah.
I know that we've been having some problems with the speed of our internet service across Kent and campaigning to get that sped up. But, well, that's very good news.
Yeah, it is. In actual fact as well, that Canterbury has one of the best internet provisions too. I happen to own a business in Canterbury, and I have a 100 megabit link. So there
now
you
Peter's
go.
Now Peter's jealous.
Yeah. it's the number one digital city, apparently.
Is that because of all the students, do you think?
Probably, yeah. Possibly. And the sheer amount of startups and businesses like that. It's just one of those things that happens to be, you know, the way it is. And, because there's a big, as you say, student
population
there, yeah. Anyway, let's talk about Whitefriars. So tell us a little bit, Peter, about the corporate social responsibility programs you're involved in.
Yes, a lot of bigger companies these days sort of look at what they call CSR, or corporate social responsibility programs, because really for many of them it's a way of looking at the connections they have with their communities, their customers, and really trying to put a sort of positive face on the activities and things that they do. So for us, it's showing that we care about the environment in which we trade and our shoppers and customers live and visit and so on. So it's a range of environmental issues. We try to reduce the amount of energy we use. We try to reduce the amount of refuse that has to go into landfill and so on by recycling as much as possible.
Right.
And we do a range of projects too that sort of outreach and work in with the community, whether it's with schools and colleges and universities. Or at the moment, we become very concerned about the problems that our friends the bees are having.
Bees,
bumblebees.
Bees, Blimey.
Well, bees are really sort of essential characters, and I mean, without them, nothing much gets fertilised, nothing gets a chance to grow, to pollinate. So certainly in a sort of largely rural area like ours in Kent, these little guys are very important.
Mm.
So there are groups all over the country trying to do things to arrest this decline, and the East Kent Beekeepers Association are one of those groups. So we got together with them and said, look, what can we do as a shopping centre?
Mm.
And we came up with the idea on our big flat roofs of providing a home for a couple of hives.
Really?
And
you're a honey, Peter.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, yes, and we'll get on to how busy you are as a bee and all the rest of it.
All those cliched jokes, yeah.
The key thing was really not so much to try and repopulate East Kent just from the shopping centre, but to encourage those that do.
Mm.
So the hives that we have up on the roofs are in a nice sheltered spot and away from people and so on, so they're perfectly safe. But it gives a useful sort of central location for people like the Beekeepers Association to do training and tutorials and to help sort of teach new and would-be beekeepers about the skills they need and the habits and so on of bees. But it's kind of interesting too for younger people in particular. We have a explanatory panel up on the wall that explains why we've got bees there and what they're doing at any given time of the year. And with one of our colleagues, we just produced a book which is called To Be a Bee, and it's all about bees and what they do and what you can do with honey and the myths and you know how useful they are, etc., etc. We distributed copies of these free to all the local primary schools because it ties in with one of their items on their curriculum.
Right.
And then further copies of this are on sale at local bookshops.
Cool.
And then in June, we're even going to be selling Whitefriars honey.
Wow.
Blimey. You are going to be a busy bee.
Yeah.
The proceeds from that to extend the work that the Beekeepers Association do.
That's brilliant. That is really brilliant.
It's kind of interesting and it's good for us and it's a lot of fun, etc. But, I mean, it also means that it's something which hopefully, you know, shoppers and local people can see. It's not just about selling them goods and getting them into a shopping centre. It's, you know, how we can get active and play a bit of a part in the local community too.
That's cool. And funnily enough, you won't know this, but I actually go shopping in Whitefriars every Saturday.
Well, he might know.
You might have me on CCTV. So watch him. Yeah, watch him.
In your Crombie with your winkle piggers.
Exactly. Yeah. I go shopping here every Saturday, and I'm now, you know what's going to happen next Saturday. I'm going to be walking around, bumping into everybody, looking up, looking for bees, and people are going to go, watch where you're going, and I'll go, looking for the bees.
Yeah, how do you make sure that shoppers don't get stung and things, Peter?
Well, bees aren't really very aggressive at all. I mean, honeybees in particular. You see, they've got to put a great deal of investment into stinging someone because if a bee stings you, it dies. It's a one-off opportunity for the bees.
Serves it right.
Unlike pesky wasps, of course, which can go around and sting as often as they like. So unless you're right on top of the hives or threatening them or getting in, you know, sort of, putting them in a sort of dangerous position. Bees can fly around. You'll find them in your garden and so on, certainly if you're lucky. And they're not particularly dangerous or harmful at all. And, of course, because they're up on the roof, I mean, a bee can forage across several miles. I mean, you know, a couple of miles. So from the rooftop hive, they're more interested in getting over to the park or adjoining trees or people's local gardens and so on, as they would from hives anywhere else there might be.
Cool.
And they're not particularly interested in people. It's wasps that go after your ice cream and your sticky
on. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, I'm going to have a look out for that on Saturday. Cool, what I'm wandering around.
When will this honey be on sale, Peter?
Well, it's all tied up with this year's Canterbury in Bloom campaign, which is all about sort of, you know, getting flowers and blooms and gardens and plants and so on back into Canterbury.
Right.
So, really, it's a project that lasts all year. The honey should be being produced sort of early June. So as part of what Whitefriars are doing for Canterbury in Bloom, we've teamed up with Jackson's, and they're going to build a pergola, a big wooden sort of trellis structure in Whitefriars Square. And there'll be a whole range of activities here from gardeners' advice and question times. We've got all the details of this are on the website, but we've actually got the council, when they strip out all their bulbs each year from their planting displays and so on, wonderful sort of bulbs you see all over the place at this time of year, they dig them all out to make room for their new plants. And of course, rather than just throw them away, they're actually going to bring them into Whitefriars and give them all away at the, I think that's the beginning of May.
Right, okay.
But all the details of that, it's actually on the 16th of May. Now, we haven't publicised that because you could imagine free bowls being given out, everybody flocks in for those. So that's going to give the listeners a bit of a
head start.
Advantage there, a head start.
Breaking news.
So Wednesday the 16th of May, that's when the council workers come in and give away all the bulbs they've dug out. But that's one of a whole sort of range of events and activities that we've got going on right through you know, into the end of June.
Brilliant.
With things related to that. But elsewhere across the city, there's going to be walks and tours of pub gardens and monastic gardens, helping people to find the fantastic and beautiful gardens and planted areas that...
like Dane John's and all that kind of thing.
Mm. Well, I think a lot of people know about Dane John, and of course the
teenagers
of Westgate
do.
Gardens.
Mm. Yeah.
But I mean, trying to find Greyfriars Gardens and some of the areas, you know, sort of around the lesser-known parts, the sort of back of the Heritage Museum off around the river off Stour Street and so on, you know, that could be an eye-opener. There's another popular walk, too, that takes in a whole series of pub gardens and links them together. So,
I know Stour Street. That's where my place is.
Oh, well.
The fruit works.
We know how to get round the back of the bridge and
absolutely
Greyfriars and so on. But it's surprising a lot of people don't.
There's lovely riverboat rides as well. They're good, aren't they?
Yeah, you see a great deal from that.
We've just had a tweet, Peter, that may be interested to you. Telcare Limited, who are telephone system suppliers in Medway, have just tweeted, we've booked David. David's managing director. We booked David on the beekeeping course with East Kent Beekeeping.
Oh,
yeah. Tell Whitefriars to keep up the good work.
Wow.
Excellent.
So there you go. Cool.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm pleased. They certainly seem to be quite popular. I mean,
absolutely.
We've provided room for them here, so it's a good central location that people can get into, and it's one of those things that seems to be growing, and thank goodness, too.
Brilliant. I tell you what, once we get nearer all those events, you need to let us know, and we'll give them loads of publicity, and we'll come and do stuff, and we'll be there, and we'll join in with it. For a moment, Peter, can you give us a shout for your website?
Yes, it's whitefriars.eu.
Fantastic. www.whitefriars.eu. Have a check of that, people, and see what Whitefriars are up to in both their normal retail function and their corporate social responsibility function and their beekeeping and honey. Brilliant. Peter, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Very well.
It's been an absolute pleasure. It's a real eye-opener, and I never knew that.
Who would have guessed?
I know. I'm going to be walking around looking up all time, all weekend now.
You'll be abseiling. If you see a man abseiling up the Whitefriars buildings...
it's me. It's only me. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
In a Crombie and Winklepiggers.
No, don't call security.
Not dressed as Pooh Bear, then.
Or could do that, couldn't I?
Or Tigger.
Yeah. Cool.
Tiggers don't like honey, though.
Peter, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. Absolutely fascinating. And we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
That's fascinating.
That's really good, isn't it? That is so cool. I've got a million tweets now. I've got a million emails.
We will have to beehive all afternoon now, won't we?
Yeah. I've got a tweet here from Drink 2012, which is discussing regeneration in North Kent, if I remember rightly.
Yeah.
Breakfast meeting this Friday at Priestfields, there's Chillingham Football Club. Please call 01634 3000 and 0. 30,000 or whatever. 3 with loads of zeros.
You're not supposed to make the phone numbers up, you know.
That's what it says here.
Read
it's got
properly.
Too many zeros in it.
Read it properly.
I have, but it's got too many zeros in it. 01634 300 000 to book. There's a discussion going on with politicians about how to regenerate North Kent. So that's a breakfast meeting Friday at Priestfield Stadium. Get along to that.
Sounds good.
What I'll do, if anybody wants to follow up with that, I'll put the phone number on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. If you can't find it, just drop me an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk and I will put you in touch with Neville Gaunt, who organises such things.
Ah, the lovely Neville.
The lovely Neville will be one of the organisers of that, so we'll put you in touch with that. I might as well finish off on some of the tweets. I've got hundreds of them. Naomi Ballard, please mention my first boutique in Tunbridge Wells, pre-loved kids' clothes, age 1 to 12.
Which is a great idea.
Lots of designer clothes at great pounds.
Because kids just grow, don't they? So that's a fabulous idea. Well done, Naomi.
So thanks for that, Naomi. You can find out about Naomi's by following her on Twitter, at my first boutique. Neville Gaunt himself has tweeted to Mark Smith, happy birthday. Mind the Yorkshire jokes, we're everywhere. Hey, lad.
Hey, lad. Hello, Neville.
Thank you for that,
going
Neville.
Going up to Bath at
He'll be all right.
Timmy Taylor's.
We've had a tweet from Charity Wedding Auction again. Thank you from Charity Wedding Auctions. The auction finishes midnight Friday. People can bid through the website. No elephants.
Oh,
but Elvis is there though.
Oh yes, that's Neil, who he sang at my wedding.
Did he really?
Well, it wasn't just my wedding. You know, it was Mr. Gavin Sterkin as well.
So somebody else got a look in as well, did they, Jules?
But Gav didn't know he was there. I booked him, and he came out through the on our first dance. He bounced out through the kitchen. But he's the best Elvis impersonator in Europe. He's been voted.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
The lovely, fantastic Neil. Come on.
I'm trying to read it out and make sure what I'm reading as well.
Yeah.
Because you never know. I get to the end of a sentence and I think, I can't say that word.
It's never stopped you before.
No, no. Urban Ramps. Innovative urban skate ramp company.
Oh, that's good.
New to the show. Hi, guys.
Ah.
There's no... But give us a website and then we'll read it out. But yeah. Urban Ramps.
They sound hip, don't they? Oh, I'm being pointed at.
Yeah. That's an elephant. She's drawing pictures of elephants now, listener. Dear, oh dear. What style is elephant?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it looked...
It's not bad.
Like a Labrador.
It's not bad. The trunk's a bit limited. It's a bit too fat and a bit too short.
I know.
Makes it look more like an anteater.
Yeah.
But apart from that.
I know it's one
of your mates here tweeting.
Oh, who's that?
Billy Dean.
Mm. Hi.
My nan tells me
to
tell the bees my secrets. They also bless the bees once a year at Mount Ephraim Gardens.
Oh.
All the local farmers, that is.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. But he's a mine of information, isn't he? He's really good at stuff like that.
I was a bit upset because he went a bit quiet one week and I thought that he got insulted by your comedy show that you sent his mother to and his girlfriend.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Because he went a bit quiet after that, didn't he?
Did he?
But he's back now.
I think he was just working, Jules, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a personal slight. I think he just had a job to do, you know.
I was a bit concerned.
Yeah. I think that's what it was, really. No, I saw Billy. Billy was at Whitstable Twitter.
Well, I'm sure
he was. He was indeed.
Be there or be square.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what? I'm going to read this email as well because you were talking about this earlier.
Go on.
It is, in fact, from Red Sands Radio.
Oh, the lovely Bob.
Okay, yeah.
Bob Leroy.
And they are looking for a special lady.
Yes. Aren't we all?
Is that you? Okay. They must have a pleasant disposition and a nice voice for the Red Sands Radio Night Ride programme.
Well,
I'm not a lady. Well, you may have noticed this, Jules. Yeah. They're looking for the Red Sands Radio Night Ride programme, which is broadcast every day between 1 a.m. and 7 a.m. Right. Hold on. Don't worry, though.
It's an insomniac.
Don't worry. The successful applicant won't miss a moment's beauty sleep as their voice will be recorded and played throughout the early hours. Yeah. If you think you might be that special lady we're looking for and would like to be part of the coastal town's very own local radio station, send us a short recording of your voice together with a recent photograph to studio@redsandsradio.co.uk. Or call us direct on 07711 512 991.
I dare you to go for it. Go on, I'll lend you my purple dress.
I'm neither a lady. I'm not a lady. I do not have a pleasant disposition.
That's true. Very true.
I'm a grumpy old bloke.
Yes,
is what I am.
Extremely true.
And if anyone's got any openings for grumpy old bloke presenters, I'm your man. But apart from that, no. Red Sands Radio launches on the 30th of June 2012 and you can pick it up on 87.9 FM in the Whitstable area and online at www.redsandsradio.co.
Support them because they do a great job, especially in the summer in Whitstable Harbour.
Yeah. So, local radio station Red Sands Radio looking for a lovely lady to present their nighttime show as a recording so you don't have to get up early or anything like that. Brilliant stuff.
I've got one here, Mr.
Go for it.
Mr. Bunker. You know the lovely Rebecca Nutt?
I do indeed.
She has sent
would that be Serenity Bex?
Yes, Serenity Becker. Mm. That's her Twitter handle. She is expanding. She's opening a salon in Canterbury.
Blimey.
And she's joining forces with the fantastic hairdresser, Stephen Flower, from Stephen James Hairdressing. They're based in Castle Street in Canterbury. And he's been, you know, established there for years and years. It's a family-run business.
Mm.
And Rebecca has got opening her own salon within the Stephen James Hairdressing Salon. So you'll be able to have your micro-dermo abrasion that she's been saying you need. Sandpapering your
cheeks. My face sandpapered, yeah.
Which you do need, frankly.
I do, yeah.
You'll be able to trot
Don't beat about the bush, Jules. Sell it like it is.
When you're at your
I'm fat and need sandpapering.
Well... Yeah. Elephant, you know, bulk haulage.
Mm-hmm.
So Rebecca says that she's having a launch tomorrow evening at, I think it's 5:30. Must speak to her press officer because there's no time on here, but I think it's 5:30. But she's having a launch and there will be treatments on offer tomorrow evening. If you book on the night, you'll get 10% off. They've got Gelleration gel nails, Gino and Talgo facials, aromatherapy and hot stone massage.
I got what?
It's another language, isn't it? Well, which bit are you struggling with?
All of it.
Gino and Talgo facials.
Gino.
Yeah, Gino.
What on earth's a Gino? I didn't even know if I had a Gino.
It's a French. That's a gilet you're getting it mixed up with.
Ah, right.
No, Gino is a French beauty place. You know, it's creams and potions.
Right. It's a brand name.
Yeah, it's a brand.
Oh, right, okay.
Like Elizabeth Arden.
Well, I wouldn't know that, would I?
Gino. It's spelt Gino.
I struggle with gilet.
Yeah, you do. Talgo facials. That's spelt T-H-A-L. They come from the sea. T-H-A-L. Aromatherapy and hot stones massage. Sienna X spray tanning. 3D lash extensions. Raccoon hair. Would you like raccoon hair extensions?
Raccoon hair?
Yeah, real raccoon
hair.
What's
a raccoon hair look like?
I don't know. Black and white, probably. Don't know. Elumen fashion colours.
Nah, come on, hold on a minute. Hold
hair
on.
Hair up for weddings.
Hold on a minute.
What?
Hold on a minute. Raccoon hair. So you slip that in. You think I'm silly. I'm not falling for
alpaca
that.
Alpaca fingernails.
Yeah, yeah.
Hair up for weddings.
You're just making it up now.
Bee sting facial.
Oh, get out of it.
And special occasions plus restyles and cut and finishes. And Stephen James, they also have a gents salon. There you are, Paul. Oh, sorry, for gents, you can't go.
No, there
Castle you. Street, Canterbury, and a second unisex salon in Marketplace, Faversham. So well done, Becca. So she's got the Swalecliffe. And now
she's done amazingly well, hasn't she? Really has been expanding as a business. That's really good.
I do think in a recession that beauty is one of the last things to go.
Hmm.
You'd know that. Because you have to look good if you're getting jobs, if you're going for interviews, you've got to look good. Haven't you, Paul?
Really?
Yeah.
Do I?
Shall I put you
why
in
are you
for
looking
a,
at, why are you looking at me like
you
that?
In for your raccoon extension.
Yeah.
And a Gino.
Davy Crockett hat.
Yeah.
That's what you get. You get a Davy Crockett hat. Yeah.
The elephantine skin facial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you need.
Elephant sting treatment. Yeah, right. Thank you for that.
And this is a strange one. I know you're...
Go on then.
I'm boring you, but... I'm going to read this out, but then I'm going to show you the photo that came with it. I don't really believe this is real.
Right.
Okay, so it's a very sensible email, don't get me wrong. It's the After Hours Club, and this popular and highly successful casual networking event is coming to a venue near you.
Yeah.
Informal atmosphere, relaxed environment, in the ideal place to relax and chat to fellow business people. Staff from Kent, Invicta Chamber of Commerce, will be on hand to make initial introductions, and if you're new to the event, they may well point you straight towards new business for your company. The dates are, they'll all be on the Business Bunker, but they're Tuesday the 1st of May at Boys Hall in Ashford, Tuesday the 1st of May at Brunel Way, Dartford, at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre, Tuesday the 8th of May at Hadlow Manor Hotel in Tonbridge, Tuesday the 15th of May at Abbott's Barton, which we know in New Dover Road, Canterbury. And last but not least, Tuesday the 29th of May at the Best Western Russell Hotel. And that's Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. Free to members, and it's 6 p.m. to 7:30. Just bring your business cards, no booking. But I'm going to show you, shame that the listener can't see, but maybe you can put it on after. Does this man really exist?
I've no idea.
Well, he's just like a... model, isn't he?
Probably.
Does he look like a typical Kent Invicta Chamber?
No.
Marketer.
Somebody at marketing at the Invicta Chamber has just lifted a photograph off the internet and stuck it on their email.
I find that really. It looks like Donny Osmond.
Yeah, it does actually.
Yeah.
So I come along to a networking meeting with Donny Osmond.
I'm going to scan that and tweet it later.
And the rest of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir at.
That man is not for real.
Yeah.
Is he?
No. Hey, but this is. You'll like this.
Yeah.
I've had a tweet from Naomi Ballard.
Yeah. Hello, Naomi.
My first boutique.
Yeah.
Guess what, Jules?
What?
I have loads of gilets in my shop.
Oh, yeah. little puffers for babies.
Yeah, baby gilets.
Oh. Mm,
there you go. Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now, though?
Tunage.
We're going to have some more tunage.
Yeah.
And then we will talk to our studio guest.
Can't wait.
So we shall introduce some sensible
discussion. He's a proper
discussion.
DJ, you know.
Sorry?
He's a proper DJ.
He's a real DJ as well. Yeah.
Real live one.
He is indeed. So we'll be talking about his business and his radio as well, probably.
And what tune might you be playing?
Do you know what I'm going to play?
What?
I'm actually going to play...
Come on.
A bit
out
of Fats Domino's.
Oh, Fat.
Yeah.
Yes, Elephantine.
No,
I can see
not
where you're
quite
going
like that.
With this show.
No. What do you reckon?
Is it I Found Mine?
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back, and we've got someone on the phone already. Let's try and get this call first. Hello, you're on the Business Bunker.
Hello there, Paul, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks. Who have we got there?
It's Billy.
Hello, Billy, how are you?
Computer. I'm very well. I thought I'd just give you and Jules a quick ring and say hello, and sorry I missed Jules at the tweet up.
Yeah.
I look forward to the next. What I really wanted to phone in about is a customer of mine is opening a new store over in Swellcliff called the Party Zone.
Called the Party Zone? Blimey.
Yes, I thought I'd just get a quick shout out for them.
Yeah, sure.
What they do is they provide all types of party supplies. They do sort of the pre-packed
elephants.
Bags. Elephants, yeah, inflatable elephants if you like.
Elephants in gilets, yeah.
You name it and I'm pretty sure they can come up with it.
Brilliant.
What they specialise in, really, is sort of party bags, putting them together for people, getting them out there. So if you had sort of a made-to-order party bag that you wanted for 18 boys, 6 girls, or you wanted a hangover party bag, which I believe is something they might be doing soon.
A hangover party bag.
A hangover party bag, yeah. So have a couple of painkillers in there, some Resolve.
Right.
Hopefully a bacon
Bloody Mary.
But unfortunately I've lost phone signal, so I lost phone signal trying to listen to you guys, so I thought I'd give you a quick call before I go into my next job.
Where are they based, Billy? In Swellcliff?
In Swellcliff.
But whereabouts, honey?
They'll be right on the corner. You know, you come up to the train bridge.
Yeah.
They'll be on your left-hand side.
So right. That, what shop are they taking over then?
It's an old florist, I believe.
Yeah, that florist, that's right, right on the corner. And they're right by Serenity Becker as well.
Lovely location and absolutely lovely people. So if people just are in Swellcliff and they fancy a chat, just pop in and see Robin.
Brilliant.
He's a wonderful guy and he'll always make somebody smile.
Fantastic. Billy, while you're on, give us a shout for your own website.
Okay, my own website is www.soscomputer.co.uk.
Cool. And also, if you can remember, tell us about your next production of Amateur Dramatics that you're in.
We're on all week. We're on till Saturday, and there's still, I believe, 100 tickets for sale.
Right.
We're doing David Copperfield down at Whitstable Playhouse.
Brilliant.
Show starts at 7:30. You can book all the tickets online or by phone from the phone numbers on the Playhouse Whitstable website.
We'll put links to that up on our website so people can check that out. What part are you playing?
Yeah, that's what I'm
playing Steerforth. So,
you're playing what?
Steerforth.
Oh, right, okay.
When was he then?
He's not a very nice person.
Ah, right.
I seem to get typecast for these roles.
Yeah. you do evil well, Billy.
Evil and seductive.
You need to wish someone happy birthday, Billy, don't you?
I do. Yes, Mark, happy birthday. And I would sing for you, but I'm sure they're running out of time.
Yeah, we sang to him earlier. Don't worry.
Good. Cool. Were you
listening to us on the phone, were you?
I was listening to on my tab, connected through my phone whilst driving along the roads.
Right, cool.
But unfortunately I'm out in the middle of the countryside, somewhere outside Canterbury.
Cool.
I don't know where I am, but I'm completely lost.
Anyway, thank you for calling the bunker, Billy. It's fantastic to hear from you, and we'll see you soon, mate.
Take care.
Have a good afternoon. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Calling the bunker, Billy.
Billy Dean there from SOS Computers. I think what we'll do now is talk to somebody sensible.
Let's do that.
Should we do that? Mm. It's my absolute pleasure to introduce Mr. Adrian Corbin to you. Adrian is Sales and Marketing Manager, is that right? Sales Support Manager at Scientifica Limited, who are, let me see if I can get this right, they are a manufacturer and distributor of electrophysiology equipment.
You did that very well, actually.
Blimey. I have no idea what I'm talking about. and Adrian said
first
to me, and Adrian said to me before the show, he said, I'm not scientific, but can you just give us an overview of what it is that your business does?
What the company does, okay, yeah. Well, it's scientific instruments, and the company was started in 1997, and makes instruments for researchers in universities primarily, and also some pharmaceutical companies. Mm. So you'll be familiar with appalling diseases like Alzheimer's and that sort of thing, and Parkinson's, and the researchers are really looking into ways to find some sort of cure for this, and also cardiovascular type diseases. So we're really at the cutting edge of research, and our equipment is to help researchers find cures for these horrible diseases.
Right, okay. And how big an operation have you got going there in Uckfield?
Well, it's grown considerably. Mm. Yeah, I mean, there's about 30 people in Upfield right. now, and 14 in Maidenhead at our production plant.
Right.
When the company moved to Upfield in 2006, there was only 5 people in the office.
Right.
And they used to rattle around, rather. We've just actually expanded into another office. We've taken over the whole of the top floor of the building we're in.
Right.
The business is growing very, very quickly.
Right, okay. And do you manufacture in this country?
Yes, we do. Yeah. So we are one of those unique companies that manufactures high-tech products in this country. They're designed and developed in this country. Mm. Everything is done in Maidenhead. We do sell other people's products as well, because we don't make everything that's required for an electrophysiology rig. For instance, the anti-vibration table or the optics for the microscopes, we don't make those. But probably about 75% of what we sell is our own manufactured product.
Absolutely. If you forgive me a second, Adrian, I'm going to have a little bit of a rant, because one of the things that gets up my nose is the amount of people that keep telling me politically that we don't make anything in this country anymore, which is just rubbish. And not only do we make stuff, we actually make some very important stuff,
well,
too.
Well, we do. Of course, it's not true. I mean, really, what they're doing is they're comparing the situation with the 1930s, when,
exactly.
of course, we made a lot more. Mm. But things change,
yeah.
you know. And, yeah, there's still plenty of manufacturers in this country. And, yeah, we are one of the very best, I think, in the southeast.
And funnily enough, the UK, I happen to notice, because I know loads of trivia, as well as the fact the UK is the world's seventh largest manufacturing country still.
That's right.
And also, we are the world's leading manufacturer of advanced medical devices.
Yes.
So, you know, there you go. What's not to like? Good stuff. Now then, very hot off the press, you guys have just won a pretty prestigious award.
Yes, we have. We've won the Queen's Award for Enterprise in International Trade, which is what it's called.
Right.
Some people call it the Queen's Award for Export. But basically, the Queen's Award is... there are many, many business awards. And a lot of them, of course, you have to pay to enter.
Mm.
But the Queen's Award is unique, really, in that anyone can enter. It's free to enter.
Mm.
But it is judged probably more strictly than any other award. Mm. And interestingly, not the same amount of people win it every year. Looking back in its history, the number of companies that win it each year sort of varies between about 60 and 150.
Mm.
And the reason for that is you have to achieve a certain threshold of excellence in order to get the award, and some years more people do and some years less people do.
Right.
The average is probably about 120 to 150 every year. And the awards are in three categories. There's one for individuals, which not very many people win, and there's one for innovation, which is probably, I don't know, sort of 30 or 40 companies would win. And the majority really is for enterprise export,
right.
because that's what it was set up for. It's really about this country selling products abroad
right.
and being recognised. And, of course, when you win, you've got the opportunity to put what is a very significant logo on everything that you do.
So you get one of those plaques?
Yes, you do. And you can put it on all your business cards, your letterheading, your exhibition Blimey. Stands
wow.
for 5 years.
Right.
And after
oh, okay.
5 years, it has to come down.
Oh, right.
Of course, in the meantime, that's not to stop you entering again. I mean,
sure.
JCB, for instance, have probably won about 26 awards.
Right.
So it's continually on their side.
Right.
We will enter again,
right.
and probably 2 or 3 years' time, I would have thought, particularly in the field of enterprise. And we may even be tempted to enter in the field of innovation, because we've got a new product coming out which could well fulfil those sort of criteria, I think.
So
are you able to tell us what product it is, or is it hush-hush?
Well, it's it probably wouldn't mean much to me. It's to do with multi-photon imaging.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
That'll fix your face, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
You wish you hadn't asked.
What is it?
Well, at the moment, it's a sort of we've adapted techniques which are available, but I'm not going to say any more about it than that at the moment, because
we'll have
it's
to come back
yeah,
on then.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly,
yeah. No, that'd be cool. The criteria that you judged against for your export award, can you give us some words
well,
on those milestones?
They're looking for companies that basically achieved excellence in export. So if, for instance, you did 10% of your business export and it went up to 11 and then it went up to 12, that wouldn't be very exciting. But what's happened at Scientifica, it's gone up over the last 3 years from about 35% to 70%.
Sorry to interrupt you there. We got a phone call and we're going to have to take it, otherwise...
Yeah, take the phone call, exactly.
We'll come back to you in a
okay,
moment.
No problem.
One second, Adrian.
Hi, you're on the Business Bunker.
Hello, it's Jackie Groundsall, 1230 Women's Company.
Hello, Jackie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. How are you today?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
You've been very busy on the line.
Yes, yes, so you had some trouble getting through, have you?
Yes.
Yeah, we've had a few calls and a few things going on. Tell us a little bit about what you're up to, Jackie.
Well, I run a network for business women, lunchtime at monthly intervals, mostly London and the South East. We launched in Margate just before Christmas, and we're launching in September in Canterbury. And we've got the most amazing conference and gala dinner coming up on the 19th of June.
Cool.
Which I'm very excited about.
Where's the conference?
It's been held in Quaggley Nose in Mayfair in Green Park. Just
blimey, I know Quaggley Nose.
Yes. So it's in there. There's a great lineup of speakers with some workshops, specialist clinics. The clinics we've timed particularly so that nobody misses anything. They're actually in the breaks, so that people get one-to-one opportunity to talk to the experts in their fields with their particular problems. A glass of bubbly and a nice lunch for networking, and some networking bingo, which is quite fun and a good icebreaker. And then following on from that, we've got the gala dinner, Diamond Gala Dinner. So it's an opportunity if people want to dress up and be a bit glam.
Right.
With Andy Lepata as our guest speaker, and some entertainment, some great entertainment going on there. And I can't tell you what that is, because part of the entertainment is the surprise element, but it's everybody has enjoyed it.
And something from the middle of a cake, by the sounds of it.
You wish.
I didn't catch your guest speaker, Jackie. Sorry.
Well, we've got a lineup of what we call amazing women speakers. So we've got Lara Morgan, Penny Power, Louise Giblin.
Cool.
Some of the names you won't know, I guess. There's Lisa Buckingham, who's the editor of Financial Mail. We've got a couple of our own members as well speaking, because they've also got very exciting stories to tell. Dee Blick, who's a marketeer. I think there's about 10 with Jane Kenyon. So there's a whole raft of people who are going to be speaking, and it's just really on, you know, when we get a little bit nearer the time to decide who we want perhaps to have the greater profile.
Brilliant. And how do people find out more about this, Jackie?
Well, they can go to our website, which is 1230, so it's www.1230.co.uk.
Cool.
If they want to go to the conference directly, it's www.1230JDI, standing for Just Do It, because it's a day of action.
1230JDI.
That's it.
And is that .co.uk, or...?
.co.uk, yes.
Brilliant. Okay. We'll put links to that on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. And when are you launching your next networking group in Canterbury?
The next group, September. We haven't finalised the date as yet, and we also are looking for a suitable venue. So if you've got any listeners who have got a venue that they think might fit us, please give me a shout.
Okay, so that's a call out to our listeners. If you've got a venue in the Canterbury area that you think might be suitable for, is it a lunchtime morning breakfast?
Yes, lunchtime, 12:30.
Lunchtime networking event in Canterbury, then let us know in the bunker and we'll put you in touch with Jackie.
That'd be great. That'd be really helpful. Thank you. And,
Jackie,
and otherwise, everybody's welcome.
Brilliant. Good luck with your conference. When is it again?
It's on the 19th of June, which is a Tuesday.
Right.
And it starts at 9 o'clock till 5 for the conference.
Okay.
And then 7 o'clock till 10:30 for the dinner.
Brilliant.
Do you have a price for us, Jackie? How much is
do
it?
Do I have?
How much is it to go?
Oh, crumbs, now you've put me on the spot, because I've been dealing with different ones. It depends whether people want stands or whether they want entry. It's, 90, I can't, do you know, that's
details
all, I can't
on your
remember.
Website.
We'll find it.
It's all
good
details
call
on the website, yes,
yeah,
thank you for getting me out of that hole.
Absolutely, no problem. So we'll direct people to 123.co.uk. 1230.co.uk or 1230JDI.co.uk.
Yes, that'd be fantastic. Thank
Brilliant.
You.
All right, Jackie, lovely. Thank you for calling the Business Bunker Show.
Thank
Good luck
you.
With all
thank
of those things and let us know how they go.
Thank you very much and thank you for the time. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Bye.
Oh, Jackie Goodsall there of 1230.co.uk.
sorry we had to interrupt Adrian to take that call. Adrian, you were telling us about the criteria that you went through to win your Queen's Award for export or enterprise, as it's called.
Yeah, you've got to show sustained and really dramatic growth over a 3-year period for them to be interested in you. And we applied before a couple of years ago, but I think the figures probably weren't quite good enough. But the company is probably, in my view, moving towards perhaps 90% exports, I would think, in a couple of years' time.
Right.
So, I mean, we're market leaders in the UK with more than 50% of the market. And as you know in business, when you're a market leader with that big a chunk of the market, it's hard to grow the business in that territory. So if we weren't exporting, the company wouldn't be doing as well as it is.
Cool. And tell us a little bit about your export markets. Where are they?
Okay, well, the biggest export market is in North America.
Right.
Probably about a third of our sales, I would think, now. And the American situation is quite interesting because we started off with a distributor in America, and that was a company that didn't really perform very well.
Right.
And we dispensed with their services 2 years ago, and the sales then were about £250,000 in America.
Right.
The year we've just finished, they're over £2 million.
Right.
And what we've done is we have a North American sales team which comprises either 7 or 8 people, I can't remember off the top of my head, based in Upfield, and we've got 4 people that travel on a regular basis. They spend 1 week per month each out in the States.
Right.
And cover it as best they can.
Brilliant.
And really there's more business than they can cope with.
Cool.
And getting known in America, of course, is quite hard.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I mean, we're a very, very small part of the American market, but it's a big part of our business and it can only grow.
Brilliant. And that's unusual to operate it primarily from the UK as well.
Yes.
But actually quite sensible too, because I know a lot of businesses that come a cropper by trying to open too soon in the States.
Well, it's interesting really. I mean, I suppose one of the unique things about Scientifica is really its planning and how it goes about doing its business. I mean, to give you an idea, to send one salesman for 4-day visit would take one person 2 to 3 weeks to organise.
Right.
So we've got a pyramid sort of structure. We've got a number of people that book and organise the trips.
Hmm.
And we're very lucky in our field because it's a very small niche field, electrophysiology.
Hmm.
There's probably only 100, 200,000 electrophysiologists in the world. And of course, all scientists fortunately have to publish papers in English in order to get funding, and all these papers are available on a website called PubMed.
Right.
So we can find the names and addresses,
right,
phone numbers, photographs of all our potential customers, and we can contact them and find out where they are before we go and visit them.
Right.
So that's quite nice. There's not a lot of businesses that can do that.
That's quite good to have a ready-made database.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's cool. So outside of North America, what's your next largest export market?
It would be France,
right,
and then Germany.
Right. Okay.
And France we handle ourselves, and we're opening up new opportunities all the time. I mean, we've just been to Poitiers. We've never been to Poitiers before. We're going to Amiens tomorrow, Angers. We've got a trip for Lyon, Grenoble, Saint-Étienne, Clermont-Ferrand organised. Obviously, we do a lot of business in Paris, Bordeaux, Marseille, Montpellier, Nice. But we're picking off more and more cities and finding electrophysiologists in universities which we didn't really know existed before.
Right.
Germany is a little bit different. We work with distributors in Germany because there are 2 companies that make equipment which we need in our electrophysiology rigs, and we represent them in the UK and they represent us in Germany.
I see. Okay.
So we've got a sort of quid pro quo there.
A reciprocal deal.
Yeah.
No, it sounds good. I mean, and for what is relatively such a young company, I mean, you've really done fantastically well, haven't you? I mean, that's brilliant. It's another success story.
Yes.
I nearly claimed it for Kent, but I
Well, it started off, I mean, it's quite interesting how it started, that originally the company was based in Harpenden, actually.
Right.
Because the 2 managing directors bought Burley UK, which was the UK arm of Burley Inc., which is an American company that also makes a micro manipulator. And that was in 1997.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll explain to
Jules
what a micro manipulator is. I can tell you about that.
I want to know what the vibration platform is.
The anti-vibration table. Well, they're used by DJs as well. But anyway, so they bought Burley UK in 1997, and it was based in Harpenden.
Right.
But there was a little bit of a problem that Mark lives in Buxted in East Sussex, and David lives in Maidenhead in Berkshire, and neither of them wanted to move. And in the end, I mean, Mark driving from Buxted to Harpenden, I mean, that is like going from 6 o'clock
you
to 12 o'clock round the M25. I mean, it was just too terrible a journey. So yeah. In the end, they decided they would split the company in two and have a premises in Maidenhead and one in Uckfield.
Right.
So it works quite well. So we've been in East Sussex since, I think it was 2005.
Right.
So 7 years now. Maybe just the start of 2006. I can't remember.
Right. Ah, cool. So go on, tell us what a micro manipulator.
Yeah. Well, if you this is basically, if you can imagine, you've got a microscope with a sample that you're looking at.
Yep.
You know, some cells under there one wants to look at, and if you're going to actually do something with these cells, you've got to have something which can actually, you know, get into the cells and look either through your eyes or on the screen to see what's happening. And the micro manipulator is what you would use for that. And if you to give you some idea of the fineness of the movement, if you take a human hair, which would be, I don't know, 200 microns or something like that.
Take Paul's hair.
Yeah, that's about the same as yours. a micro manipulator will move to 1/10 of a micron.
Right.
So if you think of a human hair as 200 microns, so that's the fineness of its movement.
Right.
And we've got a micro manipulator. It's called the Patch Star, which is a very, very well received product and is making big inroads around the world. There's a German company that makes them. There's a couple of American companies and Japanese companies as well. There's only about half a dozen companies in the world. But our Patch Star is, it's not the market leader worldwide. It's certainly the market leader in the UK. But that's the aim.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. It's really interesting stuff, isn't it? You know, what fascinates me about business in general and all these kind of things is you couldn't think about that in a trillion years, could you?
No.
You have to know something about that business to know that you need a micro manipulator that can manipulate stuff less than what 10 microns across.
One tenth of a micron.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because you never sit at home eating your breakfast thinking, do you know what?
And so, hence, you can see the importance of the anti-vibration table, because if you've got movement, which is that fine, one thing you don't want is the thing to move.
Absolutely.
And the anti-vibration table is a big sort of heavy thing which is pumped up on compressed air, so basically it'll take no vibration from anywhere.
Right.
Do you, Adrian, go around to secondary schools and talk to them about what you're doing?
We don't. What we do with the schools, actually, we're a sponsor of a project in Uckfield called Young Business Minds.
Oh, I know that. Yes, yeah.
Which is a different thing. It's like a mild sort of version of Dragon's Den. It's for Year 12 students, and we support that. We have looked at doing this. It is difficult with our equipment because to set it up and move it around is quite time consuming. And I don't know. It's something we probably could do. But at the moment, really, our thrust with education is through our support of Young Business Minds. I'm one of the judges on that, which is a general business thing. But we like to think that we put something back to education with that. I mean, as regards employment, we've got four apprentices at our factory in Maidenhead. You know, we're firmly committed to recruiting young people and training them up. And, we will continue doing that.
Brilliant. We're kind of fast running out of time now. It's a fascinating story, and we could carry on talking about that for ages. But I also want to mention something else to our listener, that Adrian is also a radio presenter.
Yes.
Certainly am, yep.
Tell us a little bit. I know it's not what you're here to talk about, but it's fascinating too. Tell us a little bit about that.
We've got a community station in Uckfield called Uckfield FM. It's been going for about 8 years. I was one of the... Well, I started in the second year it started. It was a restricted service licence to begin with, but it became full-time licence 2 years ago. And I do a show every Monday night. It's a soul show from 7 till 9 o'clock. Very successful station. I mean, unfortunately, we're restricted by the law on how much advertising revenue we could take. We could take much more.
Right.
Because I think as a community station, you're only allowed to take 60% of your revenue on advertising or something like that.
Mm.
But, all sorts of specialist music shows, lots of community stuff going on, sponsoring all sorts of things in the town. It's been very, very good for the town.
Mm.
And the station was born out of... We have a festival in Uckfield in the summer. And it was born out of that. It supported the festival. The festival started in the year 2000. And I think the station started 2 years later in 2002 or maybe 2003 as an RSL, but now it's a full-time community station. So, I'm quite at home in the radio studio. I quite enjoy that.
Brilliant. Yeah, better than us.
I wouldn't say that.
And you can hear your show on the internet as well.
Yeah, certainly can. Yeah. Uckfield FM, if you go on that.
Adrian, I bet you haven't been called the Pinky and Perky of radio, have you?
Well, no, because there's only one of me. That would be very inappropriate, wouldn't it? But I'm called all sorts of things.
Thank you.
Adrian, thank you for that. Give us a back to the day job.
Yep.
Give us a shout for the company website.
Well, the company website, just Scientifica. If you type in Scientifica, that's the top. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. And
there's a link to it on our website,
yes,
as well.
Yeah, yep.
Have a look at it, folks, because the stuff that I mean, we're not going to get loads of listeners pile in and buy stuff from you. I'm sure you're not surprised at that. But it's a fascinating thing to look at, and it's a fascinating thing to know about, and to know that a company in the southeast of England is one of the leading suppliers of such stuff is, and more than that, a fantastically well done on your Queen's Award to Enterprise.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, it's an interesting company and a very interesting story. I mean, that's what really people can learn from us, yeah, is how to attack the export markets, you know, and how to organise yourself and get your sales visits organised,
yeah,
and how to run a company that's operating in a niche market, and also how to deal with a company that's expanding rapidly, because,
yeah,
that causes its own problems internally.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on, Adrian. Do stick around for the rest of the show and feel free to join in with the ridiculous stuff that we've got going on here. But for the moment, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks.
Brilliant. I've had a couple of tweets.
I'm just thinking about that vibration plate.
Yeah, I thought you might
be. You know, elephants and things on it.
Yeah.
What would it do?
That would work.
Dancing elephants.
Yeah, listener, that's what Jules was suggesting. What do you need a vibration plate for? You could just have an elephant stand on the Petri dish.
Yeah, that's right.
That'll hold it down.
I wonder if Adrian...
That'll stop it moving.
Does Adrian look at amoebas? If we didn't ask him, do you look at amoebas, Adrian?
No, frog's eggs.
Frog's eggs?
Yes.
Or legs?
Oocytes.
Oocyte
is a frog's egg.
Oh.
There you go.
Because I used to learn about amoebas at school, did you?
Yeah, I did, but I could. Yeah.
You've got over it now, have you?
Yeah, I'm over that.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got a couple of tweets to read out, and then we got some important emails to do before the end of the show. We haven't actually got very long. Dawn Russell has tweeted, coming back to something we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Raccoon,
yeah,
is real hair woven into extensions that look amazing and not at all badger like, but they're quite expensive. That's okay, Dawn, but do you think it would work for me?
I think anything would work for you, frankly.
Yeah, but what would they weave it into? Being as I am, bald as a billiard ball.
Well, I don't know, it worked for Elton John, didn't it? He had all sorts of stuff done on his scalp.
I don't know, I'm not interested.
You see, Becca's doing a training course today. She's updating her raccoon skills and things.
Yeah,
so,
right.
And her Gino, so she can't ring in and tell us.
We just had a tweet from Janice.
Yeah, Janice Watton.
Yeah, the tall one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With beautiful red hair. Her hair isn't raccoon.
No,
Hers is
not
normal.
At all. Yeah, it's lovely. The gorgeous Janice. Anyway, I'm tuned in, listening, hope you're all well. And are you managing to keep Vanilla Webb under control, Jules?
Well, yes. He's not behaving too badly. He has bled all over the studio, though.
I have, yeah.
Janice, which is upsetting me.
Yeah, it wasn't nice.
Globules of blood.
Yeah, she punched me.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
he sliced his finger off. Yes.
Cool, thank you for that. Keep the tweets coming. You're listening to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, April the 24th. And you can still got a few minutes to call us in on 01797 362000, or drop us an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or tweet by following me at VanillaWeb. I think you've got a couple of emails there, Jules.
Yes, we've got the lovely Rebecca Sell has just sent us in. She said, I discovered Business Bunker, discovered it, and now Tuesday, 1 to 2:30 p.m. is now in my BlackBerry diary. So I make sure I don't miss it. So I hope you're listening, Rebecca, otherwise you'll be caught out. P Green is a quality personal introductions agency, here we are, Paul, based in Tunbridge Wells and currently with clients in Kent, Sussex and Surrey. Let's be clear, she says, this is not online dating. In fact, this is a backlash to it. This is discreet and dignified matchmaking, offering a level of service that in London would cost several thousands of pounds. If ever you've done online dating, and apparently 5 million people in the UK have, Paul, then you know the pitfalls of hours spent trawling through unsuitable profiles, the rejections, the lies, the inconsistent behaviour, and the lack of privacy. So with P Green, all clients are met in their own home and everyone signs a confidentiality agreement. There's a new main website. This is a six-month-old business, remember. And it's www.pgreen, that's P-E-A, green, introductions.com. There's a great blog too with articles from specialists in the field. And that's pgreenintro.blogspot. So thank you for that, Rebecca.
and we will put that on the Business Bunker website. So well done, sounds good.
I had a look at that when the email came in.
Did you?
Have you
been rejected already?
Yeah, yeah, they wouldn't let me in there.
No.
They also do blogs as part of the website, and they've got some fascinating blog stuff on there. There's some fascinating articles.
They've got recent articles include the do's and don'ts of dating. You told me to hurry up, so I missed this bit off.
All right.
And how sex can be improved by greater fitness. Gulp.
Blimey.
Yeah.
I think you need more than that.
Well, more sex.
No, more than fitness.
Yeah, Viagra probably.
Yeah, something like that.
If you're of a certain age, gentlemen.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, enough of that.
Shall I read you something else?
Yeah, go on.
Because I think I've embarrassed you.
Okay. No, not particularly. I mean, no, don't worry. I'm not even going to go there.
Thought you might like to know. We ought to have a Viagra specialist on the show because it's made by Pfizer, isn't it?
It used to be, yeah.
Yeah. They're not really going anymore now, are they?
Pfizer? Pfizer still exists. They just don't exist very much in sandwich anymore, which is where it was developed.
I have tried to get them to come on the Business Bunker.
They still make the product, but I believe, I might be wrong here, so somebody might tell me, I believe you can now have generic products.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that right, Adrian? Yeah. There's now generic products because it's out of its...
copyright.
It is copyright.
Okay. Yeah. So you can get, and you can get Viagra for women, can't you, too, now?
Oh, I've no idea.
No, neither have I. Thought you might like to know that up until the end of May, we have 25% off. This is info at Vibes Private Gym calling us here on the bunker.
Oh, Karen Bidwar.
There's no name here.
Oh, it's Karen.
Okay. We have 25% off all of the price of personal training and plate sessions. I wonder if this is like Adrian's vibrating plate.
I don't think so.
To book a free trial, I'm going to read out
mind you, if I was on it, you would get micro movements. That is true.
Elephantine. Right, there is a phone number. It's 0789 105 3034, and that's info@vibeprivategym.co.uk. Where are they based, Paul?
Tunbridge Wells, I think.
Okay. Bit of a long way for me to go for a personal.
No, it's worth it.
Is it?
Yeah. Karen's only recently opened. She's doing a fantastic job there.
Well done,
really,
Karen.
Good. Yeah, no, it's really going well. She's put a lot of effort into that gym. That's a bit of a pun, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, but she has. Getting it off the ground as a business, she's done exceptionally well. She's really, really... done a brilliant job, and all power to her.
There's one here, Abbott's Barton. This is from the lovely Janice. And
I've got a tweet from her as well.
Not with the raccoon hair. Abbott's Barton, next Thursday, 26th of April, Natasha Goodman, who works for Lloyd's Banking Financial Department, is coming in to talk about financial markets overview. So that sounds interesting. 7 a.m, cost £8.50 per person. That's Janice at the Abbott's Barton. Thank you, Janice, for that.
And I've just had a couple of tweets from them
as well.
Yeah, yeah. Let me just get it up. It says...
Talking about Viagra.
What on earth did Jules do to your finger, Paul? She doesn't say that really, does it?
I made that up.
I
came in, listener, and he was flailing around with blood. It was like something out of Monty Python.
It was. It was like the Black Knight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but not the worst thing is that he then handed me all these emails to him, and they've all got blobs of his blood streaming down.
Yes. I'm sorry.
It's not pleasant.
Well, some of our more compassionate listeners have asked me, sympathetically, what I've done. Yeah. Basically, I just caught my thumb in some of the equipment here when I was setting up the studio, that was all.
Yeah, but it does look like you've chopped off the top to me.
Yeah, it was quite messy.
You do get in scrapes, don't you? Terrible scrapes.
Yeah. So, anyway, never mind.
How's Victor?
Victor?
Yeah, your dad.
My dad. He's right. Fine, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I haven't seen him for a couple of days.
Well, I've got one here. A Warm Wheels and Business Group.
Oh, right, okay.
Welcome awaits local business owners and managers coming along to the WBG breakfast. Many local businesses, the networking meetings are very valuable. Contact is Malcolm at ELS for sugar, M-O-R-E. .co.uk. That's the WBG secretary, Malcolm Ellsmore, and the venue there is the Little Silver Country Hotel. That sounds nice. Sounds like a little house on the prairie, doesn't it?
Do you know where that is?
I know where it is, yes. Ashford Road, St Michael's, Tenterden. That's your house.
It's right opposite the entrance to my house.
Is it? Do you just gamble along with the lambs?
No. The Little Silver Hotel is opposite my house.
So you can just mince out?
I don't mince anywhere, thank you very much.
Yeah, it depends what you're wearing.
Yeah.
The date of that is 7 a.m, 8:30 a.m.
I do pop over there in my dressing gown.
I bet you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
From a breakfast.
Country Square.
Yeah.
Have you got a smoking jacket?
Actually, it's funny you should say that. Actually, I do have, even though I don't smoke. Yeah,
No, it's not. Come on, describe it.
My youngest, had it made for me in Hong Kong when he was there.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
So what is it? A little Chinese.
It's reversible.
One.
It's a Mandarin collared jacket.
Yeah.
And it's reversible. One side's gold and one side's black.
Oh, I say.
Hey, it's really smart. And he had it knocked up while he had a suit made.
How lovely.
That's my 16-year-old, by the way, when he was in Hong Kong.
I'm
in
getting
the
a lovely picture, Bunker Listener, of Mr. Andrews going out with a little mug of black coffee. Going out in his little
smoking jacket, cravat,
Japanese silk, yeah. And then I'm getting the picture of the hairy legs sticking out the bottom. What is the length? What is the length of this smoking jacket?
Oh, it's
is it a shorty?
It's shorty. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
So then you've got your legs sticking out the bottom. Little hairy
That's
legs.
Where they normally stick out, yeah. Yeah,
what do you wear
I'm kind of conventional in that way. Yeah.
What do you wear? Did he have little curly Japanese slippers made, or Chinese slippers?
Do you know
those
what?
Those curly ones.
This is going to sound like Stu's some kind of fashion victim, but when he was in, you know what my kids are like, they never
rock
in
and
the
roll.
Country, yeah. He was in Morocco shortly after Hong Kong.
Is it first class, darling?
Don't even go there. And he actually had some mules made there.
Right.
Some Moroccan mules he's got as well.
Okay, so they're called ship-ship in Egyptian.
Oh, are they?
I'm not sure what they're called in Moroccan accent.
Probably the same.
Ship-ship, helwa.
Ship-ship, yeah.
Yeah, and a kelim arabi.
So he's got those, yeah.
Yeah.
Awa. But being as he's bigger than me, they don't fit me. They're too big, so I couldn't wear them.
I'm sure he'll go back.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he
will. So that's the image we have then. You and your little shorty Chinese nighty thing.
With ship-ships.
And with ship-ships.
Okay.
Schlepping over to the Silver Hotel. Running over your, jumping over your fence.
We've had Sally Laker.
That's a very bad image I'm getting at.
Yeah, I'm trying to ignore it and move on.
Hello, Sally.
Sally Laker and Sally for Cakes.
Lemon drizzle.
Don't forget, it's Baker Cake Week this week for Pilgrim's Hospice.
Had you remembered, Paul?
Yeah, I'm busy baking at the moment. There's one in the oven. I've got one in the oven right at this moment, Sally. Don't you worry.
You've got one in the oven?
I've got one in the oven.
Eh. Yeah.
Peas and gravy. Hey, listen, bake cakes and buy cakes, all for charity for Pilgrim's Hospice.
Her lemon drizzle cake.
I know. That's what started me down the slippery slope.
I know. But the thing is, once you have one, you're addicted. That's it.
I'm now in a fully fledged diet that I have to lose 2 stone. And it all started when Sally gave us cupcakes.
Yeah. That was our anniversary, wasn't it?
It was our anniversary show, and she supplied cupcakes and lemon drizzle cake.
Yeah.
And it's been a downward slope for me since then.
I know. Well, she did my wedding, the little tear chocolate and lemon and all that sort of stuff.
Is that the one with the Elvis pole dancer
Neil,
came out of?
Neil, he came out the kitchen.
Yeah.
And on our first dance, shocked Mr. Serkin, because he, I
bet
dancing.
It did.
Well, I stopped dancing, and I said, I put my hands on my hips, so this isn't working for me, in the slow first dance.
Yeah.
And he just went white.
Yeah, I'm not
and
surprised.
Then Neil came in and went, oh, and all that. But, so now, on our anniversary, we order the same replica cakes.
Blimey.
So you'll have to come round on May the 5th.
Because
you know I'm a newlywed, it'll be 1 year this May.
Is it your first anniversary?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
You can come round and gobble some up.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I think Hilda Marie's going to do me a lobster party. If you'd
a
like
lobster
to
cake?
Yeah. Not
does
a
that work?
It's a bit fishy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just going to do me a lobster party.
I'm not sure I'm in for that, lobster cake. Even if Hilda Marie cooked it. I haven't heard from Hilda Marie for ages. Where are you?
She's been in South Africa.
She's been home.
Hello, it's Hilda here.
Hello.
Yeah, I've been doing very well.
She's baking cake to you.
Yeah, I've been out in the outback.
In the outback? That's not... In the veld.
I've been in the veld.
Yeah.
Yes. Cooking little, what do they have? Little black jerky things. Cake.
Beef jerky, yeah.
Yes, with the wasabi.
So is she still in South Africa?
Now, what is it? She has umami.
Umami? Yeah, that's not South African, is it?
I'm back from South Africa.
Is she? We haven't heard from her. Hey, Hilda. Hilda Marie, we haven't heard from you. It's about time you called us.
I was in the Good Housekeeping BBC Good Food Guide. Yeah, she was in
I saw that. Yeah, cool.
I'm turning into Dame Edna. I better stop.
Good idea. Suzanne Wood, fiberglass girl.
Up.
Yeah. Just feeding birthday cake to Mark Smith and Made in Kent.
Are you getting an image here?
Well, we talk about Medway Fiberglass's online present.
How risque.
Exciting day, she says. Eop, love, that's lovely.
Hey. Yeah. Going up to Barfoot Jar. Yeah.
So, Mark Smith, on his birthday, eating cake.
Lounging.
With Fiberglass Girl in Medway.
Yeah. Honestly, Made in Kent.
It doesn't get better than that, does it?
I don't think he really does much work, do you?
Oh, Mark, no, he doesn't do any work.
He floats about, doesn't he?
He just woofs, doesn't he?
I think he's quite arty, don't you?
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think
he's quite arty. He just woofs through Kent.
Here, Andrews, did you know that Google are back in East Kent?
No.
Back in, not backing. Kent Channel Chamber has just been informed by Chamber President Damian Collins that Google have now agreed to further business advice sessions next Wednesday, that's the 25th, in Folkestone. There are sessions in Ramsgate on the 27th. So if you've missed out on booking up the initial sessions, here's your chance. So that's www.damiancollins.com.
Brilliant.
Google coming to East Kent.
Cool. That's good. Hey, look, this is brilliant. I love this.
What you got?
This email. This is great.
Come on.
Dear
Any
Paul,
elephants in it?
Dear Paul. Funnily enough,
yeah.
Just pin your lug holes back and listen to this. Dear Paul.
Are they African lug holes or
you're
Indian?
You're just about to find out. Dear Paul, good morning. We heard about your show from Julie Anderson. That's Julie, our AP office contract. We have opened a very new Nepalese and Indian cuisine and takeaway in Maidstone.
Well, they don't serve elephants.
Well, they all have elephants out the front, won't they? They always have elephants out the front. This is our new venture and we are completely new in this field. We are currently serving in the Queen's Gurkha Engineer Regiment in Victor Park.
Ooh.
And we have set this up so that we have something to do and we don't struggle when we retire from the army.
Oh.
And that's from Prakash Rana, yeah. And the restaurant, which is by Maidstone West Station in Maidstone, is called Kukuri Cross.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. It's Nepalese and Indian cuisine and takeaway. And it's on Maidstone West Station approach. And you can ring them on 01622 765 999. And if I actually emailed them and said have they got a website, but I haven't got a reply yet.
Well, because they're too busy cooking. Look at the time.
Yeah, they probably are.
They're serving it up.
Absolutely.
Is that a Nepalese elephant?
That is a Nepalese elephant. You can tell because he's got no ears at all. When I find a website for him, I'll put it up on the Kent Business Radio UK website.
We should go and do a show from there live.
Yeah. But
sampling.
There's I've eaten Nepalese food and Gurkha food. There's a fantastic Nepalese Gurkha restaurant in Hythe.
And how does it differ from what I would have had?
It's quite similar to traditional Indian and Bangladeshi food, but it has a slightly wider range of spices. There's some more fruitier spices and stuff like that, and it's just prepared slightly differently.
And so they eat meat, it's not vegetarian?
No, it's all kinds of stuff, yeah.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, so that's Kukuri Cross at Maidstone West Station, a brand new venture by two guys from the Queen's Gurkha Engineer Regiment.
Amazing. I bet Joanna Lumley's been there then, won't she?
Quite possibly, yeah.
I reckon.
Oh, she's probably in there every day, actually.
Yeah, she probably is.
I would imagine, yeah.
Informal networking event. Wilkins Kennedy, FKC, and HR Go PLC at the Elwick Club. We're running out of time, so this will go on the Bunker website after the show.
So, what date is it? Just give us the date for that.
There's
it's
lots.
Highlighted.
30th of April.
Thank you.
It's
there
the highlighted one. That's 12:30 to 2 o'clock.
Yep, and we're in the last 30 seconds, I've got two really important things to read out really quickly. Hi, Paul. TV presenter Nadia Sawali is running the London Marathon last Sunday in aid of the Chips Children Hospice. You can still donate to her, though, and we'll put a link to that on the radio website. That's from Linda True at Chips.
Thanks, Linda.
And also, tickets are now on sale for the biggest networking lunch locally. The Cancer Research UK Summer Lunch, organised by the Crowborough Committee, is taking place on Wednesday the 13th of June at the East Sussex National Golf Resort and Spa near Upfield. Blimey, they've taken us over.
Yes.
The Crowborough Committee of CRUK was formed 24 years ago, and in that time has raised more than £250,000. The event includes a welcome drink of sparkling wine, sponsored by Armida Chartered Accountants. Armida. Thank you, Adrian. In the stunning foyer of the East Sussex National, then guests enjoy a delicious two-course meal. There'll be a bottle of red wine on each table, which has been kindly sponsored by David Haskell, and we are currently looking for a white wine sponsor. Please do get in touch if you feel you can support us.
There
and
you
that's
go, Chapel Down. They should get in there.
Yeah, that's Angela at themarketingeye.com. We'll put all the links to that on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. But, as always, we've run out of time.
Yep.
So just leaves
there's
me
an
to
elephant
say,
in the room, isn't there? And it's
yeah,
always time.
An elephant in a gilet. Thank you for listening to the Business Bunker. It's been our absolute pleasure. We'd love to thank our two guests, Mr. Adrian Corbin from Scientifica Limited, and fantastic congratulations on the award that you won. Absolutely brilliant stuff. And also to Peter Scott of Whitefriars Retail Centre in Canterbury.
And our sponsor.
Everybody that rang in, tweeted and emailed, thank you so much.